for that. And I'm just going to go in order, and then if we miss somebody, I'll ask at the end, and you can certainly jump up here. So, first person up is John Cooper. Just a reminder, same restrictions here. We're going to go 3 minutes. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yep. And I do have authorization to throw you in a headlock, Cooper.
I can see that, and I know that very much. Good afternoon, Commissioners, Secretary Hepler, and Mr. Chairman. I wanted to, was asked by the folks who signed the letter that you received, who represent the major sportsmen's organizations that we have in the state, or some of them, I should say. I'll do that first. That'll help the people at home, I think, that are listening on this to understand what we're talking about, and then maybe we can go from there if that's permissible. You okay with that? Okay. Dear Commissioners, we are writing to express our concern and disappointment related to the announced Nest Predator Bounty Program currently outlined in Governor Noem's Second Century Initiative and now under consideration by the Commission. In order to be succinct and clear in our opposition comments, we offer the following for the Commission's use and for the public record. The Nest Predator Bounty Program was apparently conceived by the Governor, her advisors, and the Game Fish and Parks Department, and then presented to the Commission and the outdoor community as the reason for a formal Commission proposal to then make minor rule changes and address such issues as eligible species for bounties, requirements for harvest, submission of electronic bounty forms, etc. And then originally, before this letter was written, we had this sentence: the Commission proposal and a related one addressing trapping dates on public lands and certain rights of way would now be before the Commission at your April meeting after the required 30-day public comment period to adopt a rule. We are particularly concerned that the basics of the program and the resulting live trap giveaway were not discussed with the sportsmen of South Dakota, that South Dakota conservation organizations, or the GF&P Commission. In fact, there was no public input or discussion of the new program prior to GF&P's launch and now pending expenditure of licensed buyers' dollars for the purchase and distribution of free live traps to the first 5,500 households who requested them, with an original limit of 5 traps, which was later reduced to a limit of 3 traps because of demand. Reportedly, the cost of these traps purchased from the Department of Corrections under the Pheasant Land Industries banner and the private business, which is True Catch Traps, were between $50 and $55 each, not counting any administrative and delivery costs for the traps. That announcement, by the way, was made on March 1st, as Tom and Kevin reported to you earlier. If our understanding of these costs and the math are correct, the hunters and anglers through the department have purchased some 16,500 live traps at an approximate cost of between $800,000 and $907,500. Which we now have learned that top figure is more than that $907,500. I don't really know the exact amount. It's bounced around 2 or 3 times, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $910,000 to $920,000. The implementation part of Governor Noem's Second Century Initiative was undertaken without even briefing the GFP Commission and the public that supports and funds South Dakota Wildlife Management programs. By statute, the GFP Commission has budget authority over the Division of Wildlife Expenditures and proposed budgets. While we understand that the Commission doesn't normally delve into the details of the Division's budget, it's frankly disturbing that the details of the program, which comes with a large price tag, were not disclosed to the very people, the Commission, who have the responsibility for budget transparency and accountability in our state government. If those details would have been open for discussion, there would have been an opportunity to learn and discuss such critical issues as defining the length of the program. Is this program planned to be 1 year, 2 years, 4 years? The program duration determines how many sportsman dollars are expected to be spent and what the Commission would be expected to approve. After all, it appears that the Governor now is expecting the Wildlife Fund to be the sole supplier of these funds over the unspecified length of a program. Was there any consideration of obtaining outside dollars from the visitor industry, which obviously prospers from the estimated $1.9 billion which outdoor recreation brings to the state, and in an effort to help pay for this program and not balance it on the back of the hunters and fishermen of this state?
John?
Yes.
Some other folks dribbled over the 3 minutes, so I'll just give you 30 seconds to wrap up.
Okay. Well, you've seen the letter. The issue here, I think, more than anything else, and Terry mentioned it, is the ability for the public to have an opportunity to have comments on these kinds of large expenditures. We've done this many, many times over the course of many years. The mountain lion basically being managed as a big game animal. The commission was briefed on that way before there was any kind of a proposal. Same situation with the prairie dog management plan. It's just a deal of doing good business. Now, you might hear from some of the staff, well, it's legal. We did everything legal. But the bottom line of this whole thing is legal doesn't make it right. And it's an opportunity if the opportunity exists for the sportsmen and other people to have some comments on this, we'd feel differently. At this particular situation, that's not what happened. So I thank you for your time. I know there's other people.
Thanks for being courteous to the time. Thanks.
Thanks, Coop. Jeff Olson.
I'm glad Gary got here because I just want to make it clear the Twins have a better record than the Yankees right now. It may be temporary. Sorry, Scott, but
it's early April.
It's early, I know, but I might not have a chance to say it, and I wear my Twins hat for you. But I'm Jeff Olson from Rapid City. I was a commissioner from 2005 to 2013 and was chair for the last 2 years of the commission of my time. I currently sit on the board of the Black Hills Sportsman's Club, Black Hills Fly Fishers, South Dakota Wildlife Federation, and I think my most important job as chairman of the South Dakota Sportsmen Against Hunger program. Obviously, I'm very passionate about the commission and its duties, and that's the reason I'm here. One of the first things we did when I was a commissioner, as a freshman commissioner, is we had a governance meeting. And that's when Christine Hamilton and Secretary John Cooper, Christine was chair, put a governance manual together for the commission. It's I think it's a great book. If you haven't seen it, hopefully you will. I've talked with Gary, and hopefully you guys will review that and have a governance meeting pretty soon. It was a good document. It described our duties, our roles, and our commitments, and really who our stakeholders are. I think that's the best thing I got out of it is, who does the commission represent? Our stakeholders are landowners, those who protect the resource, ways our wildlife. They're hunters, fishermen. They're non-consumptive users. There's campers. That's whose money that is into this program and that you guys are in charge of managing. I think the primary goal of the commission is budget duties. So the system worked really pretty well for quite a while. Unfortunately, there was a little bump in the road in 2012, and I won't go into the details, but Governor Dugar called for an independent review of the department and the commission and their roles. So if you have not seen that report, I was going to read some stuff out of it, but due to the time constraint, I won't. And I will send you a really good paragraph I wanted to read, but I also think that it'd be very good for you guys to review that document. It's a long one, but so that's really what I'm here to do today, is encourage you guys to, you know, spend some time specifically on the budget. I don't think when I was a commission we spent enough time on it. It's a very complicated thing, as you well know. I didn't really understand a lot of that mumbo jumbo today, and I still don't. But it takes a lot of time, and I think it's a primary role. And I think there's some of those things got overlooked. So you guys got a tough job, and good luck.
Thanks, Jeff.
Next is Tom Krafka.
Commissioners, Secretary Hepler, is that thing on?
Yep.
I can't hear it, but. My name is Tom Krafka. I'm speaking for myself and as representative of the Greater Dakota Chapter of Safari Club International. The Greater Dakota Chapter was established 20 years ago to try to help bighorn sheep habitat. Over the last 20 years, we've donated over $200,000 to various South Dakota Game Fish and Parks projects. I'm here to endorse John Cooper's letter. He's much more eloquent than I am. I just want to say that this whole process, or the lack of process, has hurt the credibility of the department in my eyes and in the eyes of my organization. And something needs to be done to improve that credibility. Thank you.
Just to kind of maybe make sure that we're have a little continuity of this conversation, that was the last person that had signed up to talk about nest predators or bounty program. Is there anyone else I wanted to chime in on that before we move to the next topic. Okay.
One more.
Go ahead, sir.
We'll let you fill that out after the fact, but if you just state your name and where you're from for the record to keep things moving along, that'd be great.
Okay. My name is Jim Dahlberg. I'm from Hot Springs. My concern about this particular program, if it hasn't already been mentioned, is when it's taking place. I believe that there'll be a lot of young animals born that will be starving to death because of this program. And that's the what I wanted you all to think about in this process.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to move on to the next topic. We've got a couple individuals.